Robinhood Radio presents the best of the Berkshires from BerkshireStyle.com. BerkshireStyle.com is an online magazine and resource serving and celebrating the tri-state area. Breathtakingly beautiful and surprisingly unspoiled, the Berkshire region has long inspired gracious living. The online pages contain a wealth of local information, inviting all to do more to explore and support this very special community.
Happy May and its volatile weather. I'm Tony Tucker here to preview the stories we feature on the website Berkshire Style this week. With the warmer weather, it's time for ice cream. In the days before refrigeration, ice cream was a true luxury. The poor might have languished in cold, damp homes, but the year-round availability of ice to cool drinks and make ice cream was the birthright of the very rich. Not so today. Catherine went to visit the Modern Milk Bar in Sheffield and has the sweet report. We hope you're staying safe and happy. We've some entertainment suggestions for you. Past Famous Women, book discussion and signing. Join host Gina Barreca, editor of the recently released book, Past Famous Women, who will be discussing the book with two of the contributing authors. In 75 brilliant new pieces of flash nonfiction, the book offers sharp, insightful, and necessary examinations of the often absurd, sometimes thrilling, and frequently crushing experience of being a woman in the public eye at the Hickory Stick Bookshop in Washington Depot. Art Week Berkshires, open studios and events. Art Week Berkshires is an annual celebration of local creativity with over 100 hands-on or behind-the-scenes events and open studios across the region. From gallery shows to live performances, poetry readings to painting demos. Some exciting events of the week-long celebration include Melanie Perrot and Betty Levette in concert, a whiskey tasting experience with connoisseur Colin Foundry, an open studio at Karen Allen Fiber Arts, and a conversation with artists represented at Childs and Clark Galleries Sewn, Thrown, and Blown exhibit, a weaving demonstration, at various locations throughout the Berkshires. Jazz and Classics for Change, Annette Cohen and Marcel Conclaves. Enjoy the sound of Grammy-nominated clarinetist Annette Cohen and seven-string guitar virtuoso Marcelo Conclaves for a concert spotlighting the genre known as choro, a Brazilian musical tradition that combines classical technique with the soul of folklore street music. Cohen is a longtime favorite on the international jazz circuit and frequent Newport Jazz Festival headliner. Conclaves, known across South America for his lush and rhythmic guitar work, is equally celebrated and shares a musical connection with Cohen at St. James Place in Great Barrington. Greenwood's Gala, it's Boogaloo on Bee Brook. Come prepared to eat, drink, dance, and celebrate as Greenwood's Counseling and Referrals will be hosting its Boogaloo on B Group cocktail party, celebrating their remarkable work. This special benefit event will commence with soft jazz and ramp up to dance music of the ages. Enjoy a raw bar from To The Gills, as well as cheese and charcuterie from New Curds on the Block. Greenwood's annual benefit is a critical source of funding for the comprehensive mental health care they provide to the community at Spring Hill Vineyards in New Preston. Merry Old Tales, personal storytelling. This is not your grandpa's typical story time. Join an exciting evening of tough, funny, poignant stories from some of New York City's and the Northeast region's dynamic storytellers. Neil Eintraub hosts an evening filled with Moth Grand Slam, Story Slam winners who have also been spotlighted on PBS Stories from the stage at the Mariel Center in New Milford, Connecticut. Our favorite thing. Once again, we recommend Greenwood's Counseling and Referral. They have a very serious mission, helping those suffering from anxiety, depression, and alcohol or drug dependence. This weekend, it's all fun for Greenwood's as it throws its annual fundraiser gala, Boogaloo on B Group, at Spring Hill Vineyards in Washington. Berkshire Kitchen. Asparagus does grow wild. Correctly, it has gone wild after planting years ago. It looks just like it does in the market. Forage in the wild, or just forage from your local grocer. Leon shares a recipe for asparagus and wild herb pesto. Out on a limb, humble and virtuous. The clothesline remains in Catherine's yard. It's the only one in the neighborhood, and she doesn't know how the neighbors feel about it. Because as Litchfield County has become increasingly upscale, clotheslines have disappeared from the landscape. Nationwide, some communities have banned them, citing aesthetics and a potentially negative impact on property values. Catherine explores the clothesline. Inner elegance. Resilience, how to measure your strength. Carolyn explores this valuable quality. Never doubt its power. Resilience is a more powerful force with far-reaching consequences for us and for our own world. Be sure to nurture yours. History lens, a photo probably dating to the second decade of the 20th century, shows the southwest end of Railroad Street in Canaan, sometime after 1914. It can be dated by the presence of Decker and Beebe's storefront. The plumbing and home appliance business was established by William Decker and J.H. Alvord in 1907 and became Decker and Beebe in 1914. Our site is up, live and lively, online and on your phone, computer, or tablet. We're an online magazine and resource here to help you find your way around the greater Berkshire area. Wishing you a wonderful week, I'm Tony Tucker of Berkshire Style.
BerkshireStyle.com's mission is to seek out and celebrate the richness, vitality, and diversity of resources we have on our doorstep. If you have a passion for refined simplicity, regional charm, and good taste, you're in the right place. After all, what's life without style? BerkshireStyle.com.